Okay, we are learning Perek Arba Avos and Zikin. Then the Gemara has a brisa that there are 13 Avos and Zikin. Then the next brisa says there are 24 Avos and Zikin. Why does it say 24? Did they leave anything out? Minyan Lemute. My Gemara says Minyan Lemute, Mosur Mefagel. So why weren't they listed? So Rashi writes in the beginning of Krisis that Mosur Mefagel don't pay Meita. And Tosis disagrees with Rashi. And I think we assume like Tosis. We usually assume like Tosis. Hilchasot Kibasroi. Tosis were the grandchildren of Rashi, and they were respectful, but they disagree every so often. The Paskin like the later Paskin, because they took everything into consideration what the earlier Paskin said. They took into consideration what Rashi said, and they don't accept it. So we hold that everybody pays Meitav. What's the din of Meitav? You only take Karka Meitav? So the Gemara says no. One Paskin says Kesef Yashuv Lebolam. By Bor it says Kesef. By Shem Beregel it says Meitav. So it's either Kesef or Meitav. What if I have old svarim in my library, I have old furniture, I have junk, I have old shmatis, old clothing that no one wants to wear, and even the poor people don't want it, but it's worth a little bit. It's worth a fancy suit, it's worth a nickel. Someone would buy it for a nickel as a shmata to fill in a blanket or something, I don't know, for some purpose or another. So the Gemara learns that from the word yoshiv, yoshiv l'rabash akesu, I feel a subin, even junk. Yeah. So you have a choice, A, B, or C, equal choice, either Kesef or Meitav or Subin. That was one opinion. Whose opinion was that? That was Rapope, Rav Huna, Bereda, Rabbi Yeshua. Where was that? Where was it? Tav Zayin, Amud Beis. When they came back from the yeshiva, the first wide line, Kiyosu, Rapope, Rav Huna, Bereda, Rishon, Bei Rav, when they came in the yeshiva, they said it's a choice, A, B, or C. Who disagrees with him? Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Bray the Rabbi Yeshua is not the same person as Rav Huna, obviously. Two different people. So Rav Huna on what daf is that? Tesamadaf. Rav Huna, Tosis quotes the Rif, the Rav Huna disagrees. He says, no, Subin is only as a last resort. Kesef or Meitav, you have an option A or B. But C is only if Leislei. If Leislei, what's the Chiddush? No, one might have thought that it's like Schiras Poelim. That the Gemara in the end of Bab Metzia and Daf Kuf Yud Ches, that's quite the end. I think if it ends on Kuf Yud Tes. I think Bab Kama and Bab Metzia both end on Kuf Yud Tes. Bab Basra is much longer. Not really so much longer. The text of the Gemara is not so much longer, but the Rashbam is so long. Rashbam is so long, so that's why it ends way later. So next to the last Daf in Bab Metzia, it says, by Schiras Poelim, you cannot stick him with Shavu Kesef. If he insists he wants to have Kesef, you got to pay Kesef. Special din by Schiras Poelim. So by Nezikin, it's either A or B, and then C is as a last resort. If he doesn't have Meitam and he doesn't have Kesef, then he can give you Afilu Subin. Even whatever Shavu Kesef, whatever junk you have inside around the house. How do we paskin? So it's a machloikis, the Rebbe and Tam and the Rif had a paskin. And since Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes and Mechaber Neramo had a pasuk. Okay, so far the pashtus says that this din, A, B, or C, according to Rapopa, Rav Huna, Bei Yeshua, or A or B, and then as a last resort, C, the pashtus is that this is by all the 26 of the Zikin, all the 24, the Muslim, the Fagel, it's all the same thing. You get to Daf Yud Aleph, all of a sudden it's a machlokes, two opinions, big machlokes and Tosfos. Tosfos is the Rosh, they quote there was a machlokes of Rishonim. How to read the Gemara? The Gemara says, Ein Shama Loyle, Oma Shmuel, Ein Shama Loyle Ganef, Loyle Gazlan, Elilin Izokin. What do you mean, Ein Shama? So one opinion in Tosfos is that that if you want to give subin, you want to give junk, the Ganef and Gazlan are one of the 24 of us Nezikin. And they have to pay Meitav. So they pay either Meitav or they pay Kesef. What if I want to pay with Subin? So the one pshat in the Gemara is Ein Shomen. You don't have to make a Shuma on the junk that he wants to give. The Nigzal doesn't have to accept it. All of a sudden, 24 of us Nezikin, everything's the same, A, B, or C, or A or B, and then if Belez Be'er is C. And all of a sudden, by Ganef HaGazlan, there's a Yotze Min HaKlal. It's not the same as the other 22 of us in Zikin. Why not? So Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi because it says, Chaim Shnayim Yerushalmi, Chaim Elay Meisim. And then the Yerushalmi says, well, maybe that's only by a Ganef pays Kefal, a Gazlan doesn't pay Kefal. So obviously that pasuk Chaim Shnayim Shalom is talking about Kefil at Gedom B'Geneva. That only goes on Geneva. How do you know Gzeila Minayin? Also a pasuk Veheishav is Gzeila Asher Gozal Kasher Gozal Kein Sher Gozal. You can't stick him with junk. You can't stick him with broken. If you stole an automobile and you crashed it and you Chai Beyonson and the Ganef is driving away with the automobile and he smashes into the wall, and the automobile used to be worth $50,000. Now it's worth $500 or $1,000 as scrap metal. So you can't stick him with the Ein Shom. You don't have to make a Shom on the junk that he wants to give. That's a Mechudish Dikadin. The Pashtus is that we learned until now, all the 24 others in Zikan are the same. Either the din is like Rav Huna, Beidu Rebbe Shua. The din is like Rav Huna. Why should you say Ganav and Gazan are different? So the Pashup Shating Mara is, no, it's a Hemshech from the Sugya from before. Mara said before that the word that said, the Mishnah used the word, Chai Chavte B'Tashlumei Nishkoi. Why does it say Tashlumei Nishkoi? It should say Chavte B'Nishkoi. So the Gemara comments on the first wide line on Yudam and Beis Chavte B'Nishkoi, Loi Ketan Chavte B'Tashlumei Nishkoi, is Chayv Lahashlim the differential. I crashed into your car. I'm an Odom Mazik. I was Peshe. I crashed into your car. So your car was worth $50,000. I crashed into it. So now I totally destroyed it. It's only worth $1,000 as scrap metal. So I owe you $49,000. The broken car doesn't belong to me. The broken car belongs to me. It's not that I have a right to stick you with the broken car. I'm only chayv in the first place to pay you $49,000. So when do you say that? By Medvarim Amurim. That's only by Nezikin. The chiyuv to pay the nezikin is betashlumei niska, to pay the differential. But by ganav gazlan, the ganav has kinyan gzeila. What is the relevance of kinyan gzeila? Where do you have a pasuk in Chumash that says anything about kinyan gzeila? Because it says him himatzi simatzi biyodo haganeva, and the Gemara has a drasha ein liyad liyodo gag chatzer minayin tamalayim himatzi simatzi. Nikomakom. That's one of the two psukim that teach us the institution of Kinyan Yad and Kinyan Chatzah. The other source, the other pasuk in Chumash is by Get Isha. Venasam biyoda, ainli yada yoda chatzer. Menayin tamalayim, venasam nikomakom. So the Gemara Bar Mitzvah explains why you need two psukim, one by Get and one by Ganef. And from these two psukim, it teaches you in Kol HaTarkula that there are two Kinyan. There's a Kinyan Yad and there's a Kinyan Chatzah. That's mamish. Achnosa l'mshusa, literally into yad into chotzer. That's literally achnosa l'mshusa. Hagba mishicha is achnosa into what's considered al pidin l'mshusa. So that's a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds mishicha mefureshes menatar. Mishicha and hagba work menatar. There's a pasuk. Okana miyada misecha dora nikdim miyad liyad. One could have said miyada misecha miyad liyad kinyan yad. So Reish Lakish says, no, it does mean Kinyan Yad. Kinyan Yad, they all agree, exists min HaTor. He says, Dova Niknam Yad Liyad means Mashicha, if you do Mashicha. So Mashicha, Hagboa, Mashicha and Hagboa is the same Kinyan. The Gemara says, whenever it's a very light item, I'm selling you a watch, let's say, I give you a maton of a watch, I sell you a watch. So since it's a very light item to make Hagboa, so you can't be kodim in Mashicha. That's the Gemara in HaMechas HaSvina. So you see that it's basically one and the same kinyan. It's only considered hachnasa l'shusa under the circumstances. If it's a fat animal, it's a big elephant, and it's too difficult to make hagbor. One Tana says even a bay magasa is nicknames by hagbor. You got to make hagbor. I didn't make hagbor, an elephant. So the Gemara says you got to figure it out. The chavil is meres, whatever that means. The Gemara kiddushin. But we pasken not so. You don't have to make hagbor on a big fat elephant. You can on an elephant. You can make mishicha. So Hagboa Mashiach is a machalek sabiach and mishlokesh, whether that's menatar midi rabbana. But Yad and Chotzer, all the Tanaim agree that that's for sure good. So the mocha for Yad and Chotzer is one pasuk is by Get, menasim the other pasuk is by Ganef. What do you mean? If you steal something and you didn't make a Kinyan Hagboa, you're not called a Ganef? So the Mishnah says like that, you're not chayiv kefil, and you're not chayiv ba'onsin. Where's the Mishnah? It's a Mishnah in Perek Merubah somewhere. In Tesamon Aleph. Oh. Okay. Remember when I was in Rabbi Soloveitchik's class, so he didn't remember what daf. So Abar Lechinson used to sit right over here, so he used to always ask, Belcha dafar? What daf? We always say what daf. Okay.
I have a computer though.
Good. So, that was Rav's computer. I have a computer. Okay. So it's a mission. I and Tess, I'm an av. Haimosh chavi yotzei meis. You need the kinyan hakboa in order to be chai beyonce, in order to be chai in kefal. Haganam is chai be kefal. What else is dependent on kinyan hakboa? So we said, there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin Daf Mem Amud Aleph. I think we have a klal a not a moser dovah shein shaloi. What if I made a kinyan geneva on the item? I stole it and I'm chayv beyonsin. It's not shali. I'm chayv beyonsin. I'm chayv kevel. I'm chayv beyonsin. I have a kinyan b'miktsas on the thing. So Rashi's opinion is the kinyan geneva is sufficient to be considered other moser dovah shein shaloi. He already has a relationship with this animal, with this item, so he can aser it. If he shechts it la b'dizaris, if he has a kinyan geneva, Tosfos thinks that it's not correct. Kinyan geneva is not really a kinyan; it's just a lechayv es hagazlan. What else? What else is lehokel on the ganav? So there's a gemara later on, wadaf, that the ganav is not chayv b'hishtamshus. The ganav is not chayv if he's mishtamish in the chayfes that he stole. What daf is that? Omer aleph, a svina. On the top of an aleph somewhere in a gozel. So the Gemara says, if you stole metaltalin and you get a kinyan geneva on it, then you do hishtamshes on it. I steal a svina, and I used it. So the din is I'm not chayv to pay for the tashmishin. But if I steal someone else's karka, and karka ain't an exelis. So then you are chayv on tashmishim, because the ganav karka and in gazelles mean you don't get a kinyan gzela on the karka. It's somewhere on an omer aleph. Daf megadenk. I thought it was tzadik vav, tzadik zayin. Somewhere over there. Yeah, the second line from the top. Tzadik zayin omer aleph. Atayk v'yavdu shachav yos ba'malocha patur. My ma'am shus in the mo'y. Yach ma'askin shalob shas malocha. Yeah. The ganav is not chayv b'tashmishim. When I use someone else's property, so then I'm chayv to pay schiras for schiras. So if it's metaltalim and I stole it first and then I'm mishtamish in it, so the fact that I have kinyani gneva on it, that patas me from tashmishim. So there is an institution of kinyani gneva. So that's what Tosfos explains over here. Tosfos thinks that the pshat in Gemara is not ein shomin. You never have to make a shuma on Subin. If the ganav wants to pay the nignav with the junk that he has around the house, so the Yerushalmi sounds like that. Chayim v'la mesim, kasha gozal, kein she gozal, has to be in a good condition. If it's broken, you can't stick the nigzal with it. That's the one pshat. But the pashtus and the bavli and the sugi is not like the Yerushalmi. It sounds like the pashtus machlekes the bavli and the Yerushalmi. What's the nature of the din? And the bavli it's mashma, it's a hemshech of this din. Tashlum and Nizikin, that the whole Chiyav in the first place is only to pay the differential. That's only by Nizikin, but by a Ganav who made Kinyon Exela, then he becomes Mechuyif to pay for the whole thing, not Mechuyif to pay the differential. Mechuyif to pay for the whole thing. He's kind of the whole thing, he's kind of Bishinui, it's not Kain Shagozal, and he's Mechuyif to pay for the whole thing. He can't give back the broken. The ganav stole an automobile, then he crashed it into the wall. And now it's worth $24,000 less. So he can give the broken automobile as partial payment. The pashta says, there is no din that subin is different. So all the 24 of Zikan are the same. You can give subin over here also, either as a last resort, or according to Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua, you can give it even lechatchila, you can give it. But the Gemara means to say that if there'll be a pras nevela, if it'll depreciate in value, then Pchas Nevela is not going to be Denizik. Pchas Nevela over here is going to be on the Gazlan. So if you learn like that, what's the Machloikis? What are the two Lushanis the Gemara? Where the Shaman Lushoil, Arain Shaman Lushoil. Shaila is that the Shoil usually has Kinyone She'elo. He has Kinyone She'elo that he has the right to use it for a certain amount of time. And the Mashal can't ask for it back. That was the Shaila that we discussed last week. Is there such a din min HaTorah, really? There's a kinyan, the shoyal makes a kinyan, and there's a kinyan that exists on the level of the raisa. I give you a sefer, it's a maton, it's yours. Or I sell it to you, it's yours. It used to be mine, now it's yours, so it's yours. But I give you something, I give you the right to use it for a month, and then I can't back out of the middle of the month. Is there such a kinyan on it? Is there such a kinyan? So that's the ritva. Rav Moshe liked that ritva very much. There's a ritva in Kiddush, and a ritva later in Bava Metzia. There's a ritva that there's no such kinyan on the level of the Raisa to be koina a shela. But the pashas over here is those are the two lashanis in the Gemara. A shoyla is chay b'yonsin. You say it's the same as a shamachinim is chay b'pshia. Shamasoch is chay b'gneva aveda. If the Geneva will be Ba'ainas Gomer, then the Shol will be, then the Shemesacha will be Potter. It's only Chayv on normal Geneva Aveda. For Shemachinim, that's called an Ainas. It's not his fault. The Shemachinim is only Chayv Mashiach. Shemesacha is salary to watch it, so even Geneva Aveda is also called Pshia. And the part of Shemesacha, he's supposed to watch even better. So when you say, Shoel is Chayv Beyonsen, means he is mekabel achrayis, just like the shamachin is mekabel achrayis to such an extent. Shamasoch is mekabel achrayis to a further extent. Shoel is mekabel achrayis more. He's saying no. Shoel is a totally different story. Shoel is chay b'yonsin. It's like shaloi nenas, adob shaloi nenas. Maybe we consider it as if misha she'elo, he made a kinyan on the thing, and that's why he's chay b'yonsin. So that's that is a discussion in the Gemara. In Ksubis, and later in Bav Kama, it's a machloikis in the Gemara, it's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Rabbin had a pasuk, and what's the issue? When is the chiyuv onsen chal? Is the chiyuv onsen chal mishas yitzir min ha'olam, or is the chiyuv onsen chal mishas mishicha? When he borrows the Dabah Hasha'u. When he borrows the pikodin, when he borrows the chayfetz that he plans to use, what's an afkemina when the chiyav onsen is chal? The din of kam lebi the rabbin only applies if it's biidna, if the chiyav mammon and the chiyav misa are simultaneous. So the shaila is, what if b'shas she'ela he was mechal shabbos, or b'shas yitzim in ha'olam he was mechal shabbos, but not b'shas she'ela? When do you say the chiyuv to pay the oynis is chal? He says the gloy milsel mafreir. Whenever there's an oynis, the gloy milsel mafreir. Mishas mashicha hu di ishtabit hu di is chayiv. So then, come like the rabbin, only applies if it's biyidna. Has to be biyidna of the kinyan she'elo. But he say no, it's biyidna of mishas yitzim in ha'ilam. The pashta says that the shaila is only by shoyel. By a shamachina being chay b'pshir shamasach b'chayim ganei v'aveda, the pashtus over there is there. It's not because of the kinyan that he made. That's b'shas yitzim in ha'olam. So there, by the shamachinim and the shamasachar, it should depend what value. Let's say the value of the pikodin changed. At the time of Sheila it was worth $1 million, and the shas yitzim in ha'olam it's worth $500,000. So how much do you pay? So in Chosh HaMishpat, the Ktsos, but the Nesiv is talking about it. So they say it depends, when is the Chiyav Chal? Is the Chiyav Chal B'Shas She'elo? Or is the Chiyav Chal B'Shas Tchilas HaShmira? Or is the Chiyav Chal B'Shas Yitzim in Ha'olam? So the 2 days in the Gemara are only by Shoyal. The 2 days over there should be identical with the 2 days over here. Whether Shoyal is Chai B'Yonsa because of the Kinyan She'elo, then it should depend on the value that it had b'shas tchilas hashela, and the kamle with the rabbin should be determined is it biyidna depending on the shashela, or is it no the chiyav shoyel beyonce? This is similar to the chiyav shamachinam b'pshia, similar to the chiyav shamasach b'ganei v'aveda. So shoyel is chayv more. So it's really b'shas yitzim in ha'olam. So it should be relevant for the kamle with the rabbin and relevant for the amount that you have to pay. But the pashta says it should only be by shoyel, it shouldn't be by shamachinim and shamasach. Yeah, and also the problem is it should be totally in the two lashonos over here. How do we paskin over here? We paskin shamin l'shoyel. So if that's what the achrayim asked that kasha, if the two, I think someone in the back of the gemara, one of the gedolim in the back asked that kasha. The pashta says no, one of the Vilna dayanim, I think. Paris Yosef, no. good for him. It's a good kasha. That the 2 days over here should be identical with 2 days over there in the end of Bava Kama. So how come over there there's machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban had a paskin, and over here the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Shomen L'Shoel. So that is a strong kasha. Okay. I forgot this week has already last week. At least you did already. No? Oh, okay. Okay. That is the Gemara. What's the Tzadah Shoba over here? He was quoting Omar Ula, Omar Ablozer. Ula was a Talmud Chacham who learned in Eretz Yisrael. And Ablozer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nossi. So Ula comes to Babel and is telling over one thing after the other, Chidushim of that he heard from Rabbi Ablozer. And they're discussing, the Chachmei Babel are discussing whether they agree or they disagree with what is quoting in the name of Rabbi Ablozer. So they quote another din. The Amar Rula, one of the din was about Shaman. Okay. Amar Rula, Amar Ablos, and Shaman Lagana Vilagaz. So now that he have the Amar Rula, Amar Ablos, there's another thing. Shilya Shiyotza Migtsosa. Shilya is the sack that the baby comes in. So sometimes you had a pregnancy. If the uber inside by behemoth and by human beings, it's the same. If the uber didn't develop sufficiently in the beginning, then it's only mayu bialma. It's only considered of lad if it had at least mem yom of ibur. That's by human beings, mem yom of ibur. It's really a little more. You have to have tzuras of lad. So mem yom is not enough. They have in the medical books, they have when you go to the baby doctor, and you'll be blessed with babies. They take the baby to the baby doctor, so they have books there about what the fetus looks like at different stages in pregnancy. So when it's around 43 days or 44 days, then it has a slight, it's the size of an inch by an inch, already has a tzuras of lad. So if it didn't even develop, if it liquefied, that the whole thing was nepach lamayim before 42 days, then it's not called, then the woman doesn't have a tumas yoledes. If a woman gives birth to a baby boy, so she's tameah for 7 days, you may tell her for 33 days. Then she's chayv to bring a korban yoledes sometime after the 40 days are up, after the malos. The malos, you may tell her, lebein olabas, tavi, she brings the special korbanos yoledes. And if it's a baby girl, so she's tameah for 14 days. Tom Shvuayim Kenidosa for 2 weeks, and then she has Zimeto her for 66 days, and then she has to bring a Korban Yoledes. Even though the baby comes out, it was a miscarriage. It was a miscarriage, and not just she's so happy, she's so appreciative, but she had a baby. The baby died. So if it was really an Ibur, if there was an Ibur, it wasn't just my Biyam, there was a Tzuris Avlad. So then it's called Avlad by an Isha, that she has Yimei Tuma, Yimei Tahara, and she's chayv to bring a Korban Yoledes. And if the next baby that'll be born will be a Zohar, it won't be a Pinyan HaBen, because HaBchor HaBoach HaNefalim, there's no Pinyan HaBen. With respect to Pishnayim, the Gemara says he would have the din of Pishnayim. The Mishnah in the end of Pchoris, there's a Perek next to the last Perek. Last Perek is Maisa Behema. Next to the last Perek is Yesh Bechor. So it has all the dinim of Bchor leNachla and Bchor lePidyon HaBen. So one of the differences is Bchor leNachla is Bchor leAviv, not Bchor leImai. Let's say Yaakov Avinu had 4 wives. He had Rachel and Leah, then he had Bilhah and Zilpah, and each one had a baby boy. So he's chayv to give Pidyon HaBen on 4 babies. Has to give 4 times Pidyon HaBen, but only whoever was born first gets Pishnayim. If Bchor LeAviv gets Pishnayim, Bchor LeIma is Peter Rechem, has to have Pidyon HaBen. And another difference is that for the Pidyon HaBen purposes, Bchor HaBo Lach HaNefalim is not called Peter Rechem, unless the first flood was Nimoach before it developed the Tzuras Avlat. So it never was Avlat. It doesn't count as Avlat. It's called Maya B'Yalma. It doesn't count. Even if it's Maya B'Yalma, the woman will be Tameya anyway, because when it rips out from her body, when the sac rips out, it's going to rip out the dam on the lining over there, the endometrial lining. So that she's going to become a Nida. She won't become Tumas Yoledes, but she'll become a Nida. So it's Maya B'Yalma Minigat of Lotus. So what does he say? So if you have a shilya comes out, shilya is the embryonic sac, comes out, and everything inside is Maya B'Alma. So you don't know, maybe there never was an Iber at all. Maybe there's no Tumah, maybe there's no Yimei Tumah V'Tara at all. If the Vlad was Nimoyach, and you don't know if it's a Zohar and a Keva, you have to go to Chumrah in both directions. That's Mishnah is indeed. You go to Chumrah, she's Tumah for 14 days, maybe it was a Zohar, but she doesn't have 66 days of the Yimei Torah. She doesn't have 33 days after the 12 days either. She only has 33 days. You go lechumra, maybe it was really a zocha, and you only have yemei tohar up until the 40th day after the leida. So you have to go lechumra both directions, 14 days of yemei tumah, and around 25 days or so of yemei tohar. So here, when you have shilia shiatz miktsasa b'yam rishon miktsasa b'yam shen, the whole shilia comes out on the second day. So on the first day, let's say there's no dam. Probably will be a dam. Let's say that theoretically there's no dam. Theoretically, that's what the Gemara has such a lotion. Theoretically, your lettuce is tamei, even if it happens to be a leida yeveshta, even if it's a dry leida, there's no dam in Amokar at all. It's never going to happen. Because when the vlad comes out, it rips out the hole, it's attached, the shilia is attached to the lining inside, and the lining is that's the dam. That's the damer amoker. Damer amoker is the lining, the endometrial lining on inside the rechem. So there's always going to be dam. But theoretically, even if it would have been a lady yeveshta, it would be mitami. So if shil yeshet some mitzvahs of yom rishon could be that none of the vlad came out on the first day. Could be none of the vlad came out on the first day. And even if part of the vlad came out on the first day, maybe the rova didn't come out. Maybe the rova didn't come out. So Taisa talks about a sex fake over here. If not for the fact that we assume, what does the Gemara say? Manimla min harishan. You count, he made tumah v'tara from the first day. So rova didn't like it. Ula comes from Eretz Yisrael and says, over name Rav Lazar. We count from the first day. So Rabbi says, why do you count from the first day? My daitach lechumre, go lechumre, chum, dos hede de kulahu, gom taras lami rishon. Maybe the rova of the vlad didn't come out till the second day. So she still has him eight tumah for the first 7 days, starting from the second day when the shilya was coming up. Why do you say she can go to mikveh at the end of the 7 days? Counting the first day as the first day, maybe the first day only a miut came out. From the first day, maybe there's already a rov havlad, and the vlad is called noilad. However, mimna lo memanya el elisheni. But to count the 7 days of tumah that she should go to mikvah and she'll be tohar, that you have to be machmet to go from the 7 day, from the second day. Ma'akamashlam la mikvah shul yiblav vlad. So Gemara says, what's the chiddush of rova? That you don't count, you don't end the Yimei Tumah counting from the first day, rather from the second day, that you assume that it's Ein Shim, Ein Mikzah Shuli B'Lav Vlad. There is no, Rashi Tosfos said, there is no Svek Sveke. If there would have been a Svek Sveke, it would have been Mekel. But there is no Svek Sveke. Because Vadai, there is some of the Vlad came out. The only suffering on the first day is whether the Niut Vlad came out or the Roiv of the Vlad came out. If there would be a suffering, maybe it's possible to have Mikzah Shuli B'Lav Vlad, then you should be Mekel to be able to count from the first day, the 7 days of Tumah. She can go to the mikveh at the end of 7 days. Why? What would be the Svek Sveka? Maybe this is Shuli, maybe there's no Vlad at all. Maybe there was no Vlad at all on the first day. So what Svek Sveka do you have over here? What Svek Sveka do you have over here? Why is it a Svek Sveka? It's a suffering. Maybe there's no vlad came out at all.
Yeah, wasn't a suffering. Maybe there's no vlad at all. It's suffering maybe there was rov or not.
Maybe there's no vlad at all. Maybe there's no vlad at all. Maybe it's possible to have a shilya. is it theoretically possible to have a shilya where there's no vlad at all? That's the shayla, not whether yesh mikta shilya below vlad. Is it possible to have a shilya below vlad? Not mikta shilya. Is it possible to have a shilya below vlad? So maybe there's no vlad at all, because everything is maya bialma. Maybe there was never a 40-day pregnancy. Maybe it liquefied before the 40th day. So there's no vlad at all. And even if there is a vlad, maybe the roiv didn't come out on the first day. So it's not yet yolud. So what would you be able to be makel on the first day? You would be able not to count. What would you be makel? I mean, you would be makel. Hello, my Rav. Lochush chasheshes. You are chasheshes. She's tameh from the first day. So that's the question. Why is lochush chasheshes? We should be makel on the first day because of a svek svek. Maybe there's no vlad at all. And even if there is a vlad, maybe it liquefied before it had a tzuris avlad. Before the 40, maybe it's maya bialma. And even if there is a vlad, maybe the rov avlad came out on the second day. Who says that it's yolud on the first day? And the Tumas Yoled is only when it's a Leda. So that's what Rava says. That's what the Gemara says. No, Emik says Shilya below Vlad. It's not so. That's not a valid Svek Sveka. So that's what Tosis gets stuck in. If you have a Svek Sveka, then you can be Mekal and Tuma Vitara. Usually we have a din. Sofik deraisa luchumra, Sofik derabana lukula, but Svek Sveka bederaisa luchumra. Svek Sveka bederaisa lukula. But if it's a Safik Tumah, then it doesn't depend on Deraisa Derabanan, then it depends B'shus HaYochad or B'shus HaRabim. We learn that from Saita. It says by the Saita, V'nitma'o. Very strange terminology. It says V'nitma. V'nitma means she was Mizana with someone else. So why do you use such a euphemism of V'nitma'o? Why do you say V'nitma'o? So the Gemara understands that it's Merames to the Din of Safik Tumme B'shus HaYochid is L'chumra. The Parsha of the Nitma goes on a Saita Safik. A Saita Vada means an Eshes Ishes Inso. We call it a Saita Vada. Then the Gemara Yevam is Dafir Aleph on the base has that Lashon. So that's a Saita Vada. A Saita Safik if Kine Lo V'Nistra. So if Kine Lo V'Nistra, the woman becomes Asur Al Baila only if she was Nistra with the person with whom the husband was Choshed her business. If he was Mekanelor, and then she's Nistra with that person. She's Nistra with someone else. Ein Oysir Mala Yichud. Only if she's Nistra with that person. It's only called Nistra if there are two people in the room. Only the wife and the person with whom the husband is Choshed, the wife that she's having an affair with that person. If there's going to be a third person in the room, sometimes it'll be a violation of Yichud, but it won't be called Stira. Won't be considered stira. Stira is only if there are two people in the room. So if three people, is there ready Ushu Sarab? That's the Gemara's definition. Where's that? That's in the Gemara. Nazir in the beginning of Perek Shnei Nazirim. There's a Mishnah in Nazir that starts off, the Perek begins Shnei Nazirim, there are two Nazirim, and there's a third person there near the Nazir. And the din is that for Nazir, because Nitma Tumas Meis, Hayomim Harishanim Yitlu, and he has to start counting the Naziris all over. Let's say he was Mekabla Naziris for 100 days, or for a year. Mekabla Naziris for a year. And then 11 and a half months into the Naziris, the Nazir becomes Tame, so you have to discount everything, you have to start counting all over again. The Mishnah tells that there was a woman who wasn't Heleni Hamalka, I think. Woman was Mekabel Naziris if her son would be victorious in battle, so she is going to accept Naziris. So the son was victorious, she was Mekabel Naziris, and then she went to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the, she lived in Chutzlortz, and she went to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korbanos. So they told the lady, you were living in Chutzlortz the whole time. All of Chutzlortz is treated midirabban like a big cemetery, because all the Mesei Mabul are dead all over the place, strewn all over the place. So you have to start, so you were in a Beis HaKvaros the whole time. You have to start counting the Naziris all over. So she counted another, whatever it was, 10 years, whatever it was. Then at the end of the, towards the end of the 10-year period, accidentally someone died and she wasn't aware, and she had to start counting all over again a third time. She had to count all over again the whole thing until she was able to bring the Korbanos on Nazir. So the Mishnah has a case, Shnei Nazirim, and the third person is an Eirech HaNemim B'Yisrael. He says, Risi Echad Mikem Shenitma. One of you became Tamei Tumas Meis, but I don't know which one. I'm not sure which one, but I know for sure one of the two of you. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if you have three people, then it's a Rishus HaRabim. And the Sofik Tumah of Rishus HaRabim is Sveika Tohar. So why does it say that you have to go to Chumra and should be Sveika Tohar, they should both be Tomei. So they should both be Tohar. They should both be Tohar Vadai. So the Gemara says, Hochmas Kinon, the third person was far away from them. He was in the same room, but they were in that corner and he was in this corner. The only time if you have three people standing close to each other. How close is a good question. How close do they have to be standing to each other? Gemara doesn't discuss. Well, Gemara just says, in principle, if the third person is far away from the other two, then it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is defined if you have three people who are near each other. So the rule is that we learn that from the Saita Sofik. The Saita Sofik, there are only two people in the room, the suspected Boil and the Isha, and we say Vinitma'od that she's Asur al-Baila. Sofik Saita is Asur al-Baila, because Kini Lovi Istra. But if there would have been three people in the room, then she would have not become, then it wouldn't be called Stira. She would not become Asur al-Baila. So the fact that the Chumash uses the terminology Vinitma'od, that's to be miramistas. This din that safik tumah b'shus hayachad sveka tomei, and safik tumah b'shus harabim sveka tohar. That's a real drosha deraisa. That's a remez. Sounds like a balaturim, huh? So that's what the Rambam says. That safik tumah. That's the Rambam that we read. We speak when the Rambam writes in the end of Perek Tes and Hilchas Tumas Meis. The Rambam says safik deraisa luchumre itself is only by the rabbanon. So he says, this din, that Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochet Sveika Tomei Vadai, and the same thing, every case of Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra, all of this is only with the Rabbanim. Yeah, that din, that sounds like an Asmachta with the Rabbanim. The Ditma sounds like it's only with the Rabbanim. But the other din, we usually assume, the Rashi and the Rashba usually assume, that's the first page in the Shev Shmaitza. Rashi and the Rashba will have the opinion that Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra is with the Raisa, just Sofik Tumah, maybe that sounds like it's midirabon, and others hold not so. Tosis holds not so. Tosis hold that's also din deraisa. Sofiktum b'shus sayochet sveka tomei vaday is a din deraisa, and sofiktum b'shus haram sveka tohar vaday is a din deraisa. That's Tosis kasha over here. Tosis interpreted the Gemara. Maiko mashmalon. What did Rabbi tell us? Dein mikta shul yibalov lad. How do you see that? Because he says, Lachush Chosheshes, from the first day. Why is Chosheshes? Don't you have a Svek Sveke? Maybe there's no Vlad at all, and even if there is, maybe there's no Vlad at all. Maybe there's no Vlad at all. Maybe the pregnancy was terminated before the 40 days. Maybe the Vlad was liquefied before it had its Tzuras of Vlad. And even if the pregnancy was terminated after Mem Yom, after the 43rd, 44th day, maybe the rive of the blood didn't come out on the first day. So there should have been room to be mekel on the first day, mitam sveike. And nonetheless, that's what Rabbi says, you're not mekel. Why not? It's a good sveike. The answer is no, emikta shili below the blood. It must be that the first suffix is not correct. There's only one suffix. Did rive of blood come out or not? But there certainly must have been a blood. It cannot be that there's a shilya developed. If the Uber liquefied before the 40 days, then there wouldn't have been a Shilya. Okay? So you see from the Gemara, Tosis says, you see from the Gemara that you make all based on a Svek Sveke. Rashi doesn't say it's a Svek Sveke. Rashi says, it's a Roiv. Rashi sounds like it's a Roiv. It's too much, you're not Mechuyiv to be Chatul. Kula Hailoi Chashinan, Leime Trei Chumri, Dilma Nafke, Veroiv Nafke. You're not mechuyev to be machmes so much. But Tosis considers it a svek sveke. So they asked the question, but svek sveke by Sofik Tumah B'Shus, where did this story happen? Where is the woman when she's giving birth over here? She's in a hospital. How many nurses are there? If she's one human being. If you have two nurses, you have three people. There's one opinion in the Rashba on the first daf in Nida that three people is considered a Rishus HaRabim only if there are three are men. If they're women, so women don't count, women are not mechuyev to bench mezumen, and 10 women are not mitzarfim to make a minyan. And the Gemara says, Afilu 100 women, Afilu mei anoshim is kishnei anoshim, that you don't have a minyan. You don't have a Dovah Shebikdusha. Taisa says you can't read, it's not called Mikra Megillah Basara. Taisa in Brachas learns like that. So the Rashba has such an opinion. He's not happy with that opinion. He said that was suggested in order to answer kashas on the first daven needed. That if you have three women, it's not called the Rishus HaRav. It has to be three men. Because women are supposed to lead lives more bitzina. The Torah wants Hatznei Alechazim Alakecha for the men and the women, but more so for the women than for the men. So Tosfos has this famous kasha. Where is she giving birth? If she's giving birth, if there are three people there standing together, then it's a Rishus HaRabim, then it should be Sveka Tohar, even if you don't have a Svek Svek, even if you have one Sufik. And if it's Rishus HaYachid, then the Svek Sveka Lukula is not going to help. Rishus HaYachid, even if you have Svek Sveka Lukula, it's still going to go Lechumra. So all of a sudden, the Gemara says, if it would have been a Svek Svek, he would have been Mekel. How could it be? It's against the Mishnah. So on that kasha, there are two answers. Tosfos gives one answer. Shittim Kvetz quotes the other answer. And the two answers appear. And the Tosfos on the first daf and nida. It's famous in the first daf and nida. So the answer that Tosfos gives is, the Yeshlam and the Shmat Nar Lini Yoloiso Labailo. The last line on Tosfos commentary is Lami Rishon. So the last line of Tosfos, they say, we're not talking about whether she's dish, whether she has tumas yoledes, or she doesn't have tumas yoledes. We're talking she becomes asura abaylo, and the nida asura labaylo or yoledes is like a nida. She's asura abaylo is not dependent on the tumas yoledes. Tumas yoledes is a din of tumah v'tara. The tumah v'tara is governed with the rules of sofik tumah b'shus ha'yachad versus b'shus ha'rabim. But whether yoledes muteris labaylo or not, that's governed with the rules. Hasafik isur lechumra and svek svek b'deraisas lekula. That's the answer that Tosfos gives. Other Rishonim would disagree and say not true, that the isur labaila is a function of the tumah v'tara. And if you're going to use the rule of safik tumah b'shus hayochet svek tomei vadai, despite the fact that you have a svek svek, if she's tomei vadai, then she should become asur al baila, and it wouldn't help the svek svek. The isur labaila or the heta labaila should be a function of the Tumah V'tara. So the other answer that the Shita Mekubetzit gives, that Tosfos mentioned in the first daf and nida, is that maybe the rules of Sofik Tumah B'shus HaYochid B'shus HaRabim only apply to Tumas Maga, but not to Tumah Yotzal Migufa. What's Tumah Yotzal Migufa? It's a different category of Tumah. Tumah Yotzal Migufa is Zav Zovi Yaledes and Metzora and Balkeri. Balkeri is a question in Tosfos. Tosfos and Moed Katan goes back and forth whether Balkeri is because of Tumas Riyah, Tumah Yotzal Megufay, the man develops Keri and that makes him Tomei, or do you say no, the Tipas Keri, the Shich Vazera they had on the first daf in Bava Kama, Ovas HaTumah V'Asheretz V'Shich Vazera V'HaTomei Meis, that's the bottom line on Beis Amud Aleph. So the Shita Mekubetzit quotes from the Rash Pirush HaRash HaMishnayis Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph and Kelim. Why does it say Asheretz v'Shich v'Zera v'Tomim Meis? Why does it say Shich v'Zera? Why not the Balkeri? Should be an Av HaTum? The answer is not true. The Rash claims that Balkeri is a Rishon HaTumah. The Shich v'Zera is an Av HaTumah, and when it comes out of the body of the Balkeri, it's Matamehim b'Mago. And the other Rishonim hold not true. The Balkeri is an Av HaTumah. It's not a Rishon HaTumah. It's a difference between night and day. Is it a Tumas Mago? Is it Tumah Yotzal HaMegufoy? Is the Osa Bahara Bais and Mutta Bahara Bais? You have in Parshas Noso, Shiloh Tmei Min Amachne. It says the word Machne three times. Shalch Min Amachne, Kol Tzuro, Vichol Zav, Vichol Tomi Lo Nofesh. So the Gemara says the three levels of Tumah. So Ruah is the highest level of Tumah. So he's not allowed to enter even into Yerushalayim. Once the Kohen declares him as a Mitzor, calls him out and the Kohen doesn't declare him, he's not considered a Mitzor. B'zman is there nobody. Nobody's declaring anybody as a Mitzor. So even if he has Negat Saras, he's Tor. That's strange, the Rambam points out. That's called Tumah Yotzal Megufay, but it doesn't happen automatically. It's only if the Kohen Paskins like that. But that's the highest level of Tumah. It's a funny din. So the Rambam says, despite the fact that you need a Kohen to Paskin, a calls by the Kohen doesn't Paskin, Tumas Taras isn't Chal. Pasuk says, if you have Taras Batim, Kol Hashem Babai, he says Nitma. So the Torah says, empty out the house before you have the Kohen come and declare that the Bais is Tumah. You're not going to empty it out. Everything is going to become Nitma. So you see, before the Kohen declares it as a Bais HaMenuga, it doesn't have any Tumah. So the same thing, a person calls Mother Kohen, doesn't declare it. So the Kohen, I'm not declaring anybody as Tumah. So that's, so the Pasuk says, called Saruah V'chalzah V'chatomil HaNofesh. So Tumas Meis is the lowest level of Tumah. Why? Because only Tumas Mago. So Tumah Meis only also B'machne Shechina. He's not also B'harabais Menatorim. The Rabbana, they divided Harabais into three different sections, and the Tumah Meis is not allowed to enter into the inner sections of the Harabais. But Menatorim, the Tumah Meis is mut in the whole Harabais. And the Tzorua and the Zab, Atuma Yotzo Ala Megufoi, so they're not allowed to enter the whole Harabais. And the Tzorua is Mohammed and the Zav, so he's not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, or Yaros HaMekavos Chayim, or Yerushua Binun. So the Gemara in Yuma, the first Perek, Davav, Dav Zayin, has a discussion, Davav, I think, whether Balkari is Osa B'machna Leviya, is he Osa B'Harabais or not? It's not clear. I think the Rambam, the Mishlei Melech, the Rambam never takes a stand on the issue. The Rambam doesn't say one way or the other. We assume that a Balkari is also the Machne Leviya, that Balkari is a Tumah Hayotz and Mugufa, that he's an Avah Tumah. If it would be Tumas Magi, he would be a Rishon the Tumah. It wouldn't be a Tumah Hayotz and Mugufa, it would be Mutab Baharabais, Mutab Machne Leviya. So that's the other answer that the Shita Mugubetzis quotes on this daf to this Kasha. And the Tosis on the first daf in Nida, that Beis HaManala quotes that answer, that the rules of klal of Safik Tumah Shusay Yochel Lahachmer Shusay Rabim Lahakel only apply to Tumah Smaga, but to Tumah Yosel Lemegufoy the rules don't apply. The other opinion of Tosis is that it's not so, that the rules even apply to Tumah Hayotza Olav Megufoy. But this, there's a Maharsha in the first Perek in Chulin, the Maharsha points out, even for the people who don't sit and read all the Maharshas, but there's a Sefer, what's the name of the Sefer? On Taras. Menatoch. The points out this Maharsha. Yeah. Menatoch points out this Maharsha. Menatoch is a commentary on the Rambam's Hagdomah to say the Taurus and the Pirush HaMishnayos. So the main Avtach points out this Masha on the first Perek in Chulin, that whatever you hold by Tumah Hayotza LeMegufa, whether governed with the rules of Safik Tumah or not, but Tumas Metzora for sure is not governed with the rules of Safik Tumah Shusach Mishas Ram. Why? Because by all other Tumas, he becomes Tumah automatically. He is Tumah as Tar. So the two Tadi HaSafik are, is he Tumah, is he Tar? So that's called the Safik Tumah. By Metzora, he doesn't become Tommy automatically. It doesn't happen by itself. You have to have a coin declare that he's Tommy. If Paul's Bani coin doesn't declare that he's Tommy, he's going to be Tahar. So the Tutsdari HaSafik are not whether he's Tommy or Tahar. Tutsdari HaSafik are, is he Tahar? And there's a mitzvah on the coin to declare him as Tommy, and there's no mitzvah on the coin to declare him as Tommy. So that's not called the Safik Tumah. Safik Tumah is only when the Tutsdari HaSafik are, is he Tommy or Tahar? This line in Taisus that we have, Yeshlama Dishmait Nari Linya Lois Olabailo, this is famous from the Kuzari. Rav Zevin put out a sefer many years ago when I was in high school. That was a bestseller, La'or Ha'alocha. All the Rav Zevin Svarim, well, now they're out of style. Nobody reads them anymore. There's so many other Svarim like that. But when I was in high school, every year I would get a cold for a week and I would read another sefer by Rav Zevin. They were fantastic. So one year I read Ma'adim Ba'alochem, one year I read La'ar Ha'alochem, one year I read Isha Meshitos. Then my father had the three volumes of book reviews. He used to write a book review for Hatzofet. The Mizrahi used to have their own newspaper in Eretz Hatzofet. They went out of business a long time ago. So he used to write a weekly column of a book review, a new sefer. Every week another sefer came out. Either another krach of the Encyclopedia Talmudit, or another krach of the Oitzer Agoinim came out. Another volume of the Tshuvas of Mishpatei Uziel or Shari Yoshe came out, whatever, all the Svarim in the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s. There were a couple of years. It wasn't 10 years. I think it was 3 or 4 years that he was writing these book reviews. And he put together a lot of the, all the book reviews are very fascinating. He put together three fat volumes of book reviews together. Each book review he gives you about writing Svarim in general. He always writes something different on each one. And a lot of them, he chaps them in the various mistakes. It's against the Mishnah, it's against the Pasuk and Chumash, it's a Beferish of Rashi, it's an often Ektzais, they should have known, it's a Din of Shulchan Aruch. And very beautiful book. So I used to read those when I was in high school. So Rav Zevin has an essay in the Sefer Le'or HaAlacha. Whenever he wasn't busy writing book reviews, so he wrote miscellaneous essays. So he wrote about the snow b'halacha. Then he wrote about what else? All the funny Shemitah. Muhammad b'zman hazeh. They had an Israeli government with an army. He had to write about Muhammad b'zman hazeh. He has beautiful essays. So he has one essay is at the Kuzari b'halacha. What halachas do you find in the Kuzari? The Sefer is about Amun, it's not really about halacha. But in the conversations that Rabbi Yehuda Levi imagines, that it's a historical novel. So in the conversation that he visualizes that the rabbi had with the king of the Kuzarim, so he has a little bit of halacha that he discusses there. So one of the issues is this one, that the Melech HaKuzarim asked the rabbi, if you Jews are so orthodox, you observe everything that it says in the Chumash, how come you don't go to mikveh every time you touch a dead sheretz, one of the Shemana Shrotz Mamura Batorah, you touch the carcass of a dead animal, let's say you pick up a piece of meat in the A&P, it's nevelin, you put it down, so nevelin is metame b'masa, even though it's wrapped up, there's no maga, but it's metame b'masa, so you should go to mikveh. So he says, we live so far from the Beis HaMikdosh, we live so far, we don't have any korbanos, we don't have ma'aser sheni, we don't have truma, no one's being makar of any korbanos, no one's eating any korbanos, no one's eating any ma'aser sheni. So all these dinim of tumah v'tara don't apply. All the dinim of tumah v'tara is only when it's a tata to the sasrit kedusha. So then he asked, how come you insist that the married women have to go to mikveh? So he said, no, that has nothing to do with tumah v'tara. Yisra l'baila is not related to tumah v'tara. Rabbi Chana Basman has a Sefer on Yevamos. That's a classic. It's called Kovetz HaOris. He has a whole essay. And the Sefer, where he quotes many Rishonim, say like this Tosfos, that it's possible to have Yisra l'baila without Tumas Yoledes, possible to have Tumas Yoledes without Yisra l'baila. The two are not totally Zebezeb. That's what Tosfos says over here. The two are not totally Zebezeb. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda Halevi writes in the Kuzari, that the rabbi answered to the Melech HaKuzarim, the two are not totally Zebezeb. Yisra l'baila l'chud and Tumah v'tara l'chud. So that's what Tosfos says. The Tumah v'tara would be Oizgi Paskin, who would be determined based on Bishus HaYochad versus Bishus HaRab. But the issue of Yisra l'baila should be determined based on Tzofik Echad versus Tzofik Tzofik. What about, let's say, a Kohen is not allowed to be Metame L'Meisi. So there's a Tzofik if there's a Meis. So let's say it's Bishus HaRabim. And Bishus HaRabim, Sofik Tuma Bishus HaRabim is Tohar. Even one Sofik is Tohar. So the Kohen is permitted to go. Or do you say, no, the Issa Kohanim, not to be Metame L'Meisi. Maybe it's not an Issa. Maybe it's not a function of Tuma. Maybe it's a Din. You're not allowed to be in contact with a Meis. So that's also a big discussion. There's a Tosfos in the end of the second Perek in Ksubis, but Tosfos, I think, says Beferish that it's not totally Zebezeh. Tosfos says whether the Kohen becomes Tameh or not depends whether it's Bishus HaRabim or Bishus HaYochid. But whether the Kohen is allowed to go there, that's determined by if it's one Sofik or two Sveikas. If it's one Sofik, you go to Chumrah, even Bishus HaRabim, and if it's two Sveikas, you go to Kula, even if it's Bishus HaYochid. So it would appear that it's not a function. He said the Kohen not allowed to come in contact with the mace. Maybe it means that it's like over here. Over there also means that it's not really an issa that the Kohen shouldn't cause himself to become tameh. It's a din. The Kohen shouldn't be in contact with the mace. So that's what Rabbi Chaim Moser and Rabbi Chana Wasserman, who were married to two sisters, they were brothers-in-law. Their father was the father of the two wives was the rabbi in Shavuot. Shavuot is a little bit larger size city. I remember when we were driving to Shavuot by bus, it took around 45 minutes from one end of the city to the other. It was a bigger city. So, Rav Meir Atlas, his name was Rav Meir Atlas. So they both suggested this, the answer to Magen Avraham's Kasha on the Rokeach. Shach in the end of Yerodeh quotes from the Rokeach. Eishes Kain Muberes is permitted to attend the funeral, even though there's a suffix, maybe she's going to have a male Kohen, maybe she's going to give birth to a Zohar. And Hamatame as HaKohen is like it, you're not allowed to cause Emra ve'amarta, the beginning of Parshas Amor, Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Yibam, is Emra Marta, la'hazik dor l'malaktanim. The adults have to see to it that the children before bar mitzvah, the infant, Kohanim, do not become tameh. So how is it permissible for an Eishes Kohen Mu'uberes to attend a funeral? She may be carrying a baby boy, and he's going to be a Kohen, because her husband is a Kohen. And it comes out that she's metameh Kohen Kotten. So the Rekech answers that it's a svek svek, a 50-50 chance whether it's a zachar and a keva. And even if it turns out to be a zachar, maybe it'll turn out to be an eifel. If it turns out that there's a miscarriage, baby dies before it's born, then it comes out that it's not there was no wisdom in the first place. If it turns out that the baby does survive, then it comes out now that she was oivran and isab. Since you have a svek sveka, so you could be mekel. So the Magen Avraham quotes this Rekech. There's one simon in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, I think it's simon Shin Mem Gimel, about Chinuch Haktanim. So the Magen Avraham there talks about Chinuch Haktanim. So he quotes this Shach in the end of Yerodeh B'Shem, the Rekech. Rekech was from the later Bali Atos. He has most of the Rekech is Kabbalah, and some of it is like Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So this he has a din like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha, but there's a Mishnah in Perek Behemam Kasha, the fourth Perek in Chulin, that Tahara Blua is not Mekabel Tuma. When a woman is pregnant, she goes into Oil Ameh, she becomes Tuma, but the Uber inside her Rechem does not become Tuma. That's one kind of Tahara Blua. Another kind of Tahara Blua is that person swallows a Tabas, person swallows a ring, then it's going to come out the other end. Okay, it'll take a while, it's going to come out the other end. So the person goes into a Oil Ameh, and they go out. So the person becomes tamei, but the bas inside remains tohar. That's called tara blua. Tara blua, either the dobra hatohar is in the belly, or the dobra hatohar is in the rechem. Whichever it is, it's called balua. Same thing, balua. There's a din of chatzitza in Beis Hastorim. Even though you don't need bias mayim in the Beis Hastorim, when a person his tummy goes to the mikveh, he doesn't have to open his mouth and open his eyes. You don't need bias mayim. You only need bias mayim. It says, but yodav lo shatav b'mayim. He has to be tovel his hands in the mikveh. He has to be tovel the whole body. Why does it say, but yodav lo shatav, my yodav mi baroi, av kol mi baroi. You only have to be tovel the surface, the outside surface. Whatever is Beis Hastorim, you don't have to open your mouth. You have to jump up in the water. The Rosh Hashanah is right. Some of the women I practiced, they would be jumping in the water so that the bottom of their feet would have a tefillah. At the same time, their head would be under the water. And when they first walk into the mikveh, so before they lean out, down, so their feet are on the floor of the mikveh, and there's no bias mayim on the floor. There's no bias mayim in between the floor of the mikveh and the bottom of their foot. And then when they lower down, So there was bias mayim before they put their foot down. But you have to have kol guf oilo b'vasach, you have to have the whole outer surface of the body has to be touching the water in the mikveh simultaneously. So some women had the practice that they would jump in the mikveh. So the Rashi says no need to jump in the mikveh, that the bottom of the foot is considered beis hastar, because it's normally on the floor. So that's called beis hastar. So even though the din is that beis hastar doesn't need bias mayim, but the din of chatzitza does apply to the beis hastar. So Rabbi Kevege writes on Yerideya, even though this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, a Gemara, that it's a Gemara in Kiddushin, the first pair, that there is a din of chatzitza in Beis Astar, even though you don't need bias mayim, but balua, there's no din at all. Balua is kemisha eno. So balua, there isn't even a din of chatzitza. Let's say they put a pacemaker in my heart. So you're going to say it's a chatzitza because the pacemaker is chotzitz. What do you mean chotzitz? But the water doesn't touch the inside of the body. There's no din of chatzitza inside the body. There's no din of chatzitza at all. Rabbi Kevege writes that the bottom part of the nostril is considered beis hastorim. So you have to make sure that you blow your nose before you go to the mikveh. If you're going to have some crusted mucus there in the nose, that'll constitute a chatzitza. But let's say she has a stuffed man or a woman. Somebody has a stuffed nose higher up. So higher up, that's already called balua. Higher up is called balua, and balua is kemisha eno. Balua is kemisha eno, so you don't even have to worry about chatzitza. That's a din that tuma balua is not mitameh, let's say a person went to a funeral and he's wearing a metal ring. So the metal ring becomes cherev harek hachala, becomes like avi avoy satuma. And then someone swallows the ring and it's in his stomach. And then he goes in an ohel and there's somebody else in the ohel. So would you say that the ring is mitame the other people? So that's called tuma bulua, it's not mitame. Let's say the woman has the woman is pregnant and the doctor took the heartbeat and he said there is no heartbeat, the baby died already. The baby died, so it's a mace is mitame. But the mace is inside her body. So a kolzman, the mace is inside her body, it's tuma blua. Tuma blua is not metame. After it comes out of the body, then it's metame. The kolzman tuma blua. Balua is kemisha eino. Balua is kemisha eino. So that's the Magen Avraham asked Akasha. Why did the Rekech say that the Eishes Koyim Oberis is permitted to go into the oil mace because of a sveik sveik? 50-50, maybe it's an akeva, maybe it's a zochan, even if it's a zochan, maybe it'll turn out to be an eifel. He should have said, because tar blue is not mekabel tum, so the baby is not mekabel tum, so there's no issue at all. So that's why Rabbi Chaim Moshe and Rabbi Hanan Basma both said the same suggestion. Maybe the Rekech is of the opinion that the Issa Tumas Karim doesn't really depend on whether the coin becomes tum or not. If the coin is in contact with the mace, even if by a stunt, he doesn't become tum, and maybe that itself is asa. Yeah. That's like Tyson says over here. Linya oisa labaila is not a function of the tumor. Whether she has tumor cellulitis is one topic, and whether she has isa nida labaila is another, is a different topic. Rabbi Yosef Engel brings a riot to this.
When we spoke about this last time on Bezim and Bez, we spoke about all the dinim of Kohanim just being Shayach to Atzma Meis. Rabbi said it also by the reason that Chayav Reb Chal is not a time about Kohen, according to those who hold it's not a time of Kohen, is because both the Toma and the Isser are not Shayach, the way we said it before. But Rabbi's saying now only, this is only what's defining the Isser, not the Toma. Is it, are they talking about the Isser Kohanim LeMeisim now, or also
Isser Kohanim LeMeis? Right. So Rab Chaim Moshe suggests that the Rekech holds even by mace, by cherver kechola, by sof tumalot says, so there he's not, he becomes tummy tumas mace, but he didn't really come in contact with the real mace. Here, also the same thing. I mean, there'll be a tumas yoledis, but there won't be an is yoledis, or by the, but let's say by the sofik tuma b'shus rabim, a sofik tuma for a kohen, sofik tumas mace for a kohen. So would you say b'shus rabim, it's always mutter, even if you have one suffix b'shus yachad, it's always also, even though you have a svek sveka, or we judge it based on suffix yachad luchum and shnei svekas lakula? Do you say the yisa tumas kahanim is a function of whether there is tuma or not? So that's what Tosis in the end of the second parak in Ksuba says, that it doesn't depend. It's governed. It's not governed with the rules of suffix tuma. It's governed with the rules of suffix yisa veheta. Because the Issa Tumas Kohanim is not really an Issa Tumas, it's an Issa not coming in contact with the mace. So shouldn't be governed with the rules of Safik Tumas.
It's actually every time with the definition of Shisarabim,
does
the
Chesh
count in the Shisarabim for
three people? Does what count? Chesh
for three people
for count as one of the three people? The Gemara says if it's Embo Dasli Shoyel, by young children, Embo Dasli Shoyel is considered like a Rishus Arab, always like a Rishus Arab. The only time it has a din of Rishus HaYochid, that's Veka L'chumre, if the people involved are Yeshbo Dasli Shoyel. But if it's Embo Dasli Shoyel, then it's always Din Akim Rishus Arab, always L'hokel, yeah. That's also Mishnah. Mishnah is like that, yeah.
And Rebbe, that's talking about even the people around or just the Nitma?
That's an important question. Does that depend on the Dovah HaMetame or the Dovah HaMekabel Tumah? Does it depend? That's also a discussion. Tais was with the Maharsho in the first parak in Chulin. I already forgot that. So the Feresha discussion there. I already forgot. that topic is explicit one way or the other. Just have to ask the Daf Yomi people. They just learned it last week, I think, in the first parak in Chulin. Yeah. So there's a famous comment that's attributed to the Vilna Gaon. It's quoted in the Sefer Aderes Aliyo, which is written by the Talmidei HaGra, on the opening pasuk, not the opening pasuk, the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Whatever they paskin is binding on everybody. So they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Kan Kil HaTorah Kol Gimel Chelke HaTorah, that there are three areas of halacha. There's Tumah V'Tara, there's Issa V'Heter, and there's Dinim Mamonis. Bein Dam L'Dam is Issa V'Heter, Bein Din L'Din is Dinim Mamonis, Bein Nega L'Nega is Tumah V'Tara. So that's what we suggested in this shir, another shir, I don't remember, that we have a klal, a different shir. Isim bitum aloy alfinon, that's a gemara. Isim bitum aloy alfinon, and isur mi mamayin aloy alfinon. Why? So we suggested because the three different areas halacha, each area halacha, din imamanis is one big system, and you can learn that mi din echad l'chaver, everything has to fit into the pattern. And all the dinim of tumah v'tara fit into one pattern. And Issa V'Heter is one pattern, Tumah V'Tara is one pattern, and Dinim Mamonis is one pattern. But from one to the other, it doesn't have to fit into one pattern. Issa Mitumah Lo Yafino, Issa Mamayna Lo Yafino. So the so Rabbi Yosef Engel points out in his Sefer Asman Deraisa that we say Bein Dam L'Dam, that's called Issa V'Heter. The Vilna Gaon said that's called Issa V'Heter. Why is that called Tumah V'Tara? Bein dam le dam. If you're discussing whether the dam is an av hatuma, dam hanida is an av hatuma. So that's takatuma vitar. That's the same as nega la nega. But if you're discussing whether the woman is muteris lebaila sur lebaila, the Vilna Gaon calls it tuma isa veheta. He doesn't call it tuma vitar. So that's the same as what Tosis says here. When you're discussing la isa lebaila, that's called isa veheta. That's governed with the rules of safik deraisa luchom svek sveka lekula. If you would have been judging whether she's Tmeo or Tahira, then you would label it as an issue of Tumah V'Tara. So he brings a raya from that comment of the Vilna Gaon. Rabbi Yosef Engel brings a raya from the Vilna Gaon that he's interpreting in the pasuk along the lines of the Tosfos. That the Nida, Tosfos says about your letters, but the same is about Nida. Nida is Asur L'Bailo, is not a function of the Tumah V'Tara, it's unrelated. Vilna Gaon is what to rely on. Yes, it's like Agamara. It brings a rife in the Vilna Gaon to this tzat, that the Vilna Gaon held like that. I was just reading yesterday this new, I was in California for Shabbos, someone gave me two new svarim about Rav Tuvia Goldstein. Tuvia Goldstein was a big Talmid Chacham here, he passed away already. He was in a Rebbe in RJJ for many years, I think for 19 years. Then he made his own yeshiva, Emek Halach. He used to be the downstairs neighbor of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. He used to talk and learning every single day. Every single day. They're always talking and learning together. So they discuss. So one book is written by him, Tshuvas by him, Emek Halacha, and one book is about him. So on the plane, I was reading the book about him. Very fascinating. So when they suggested the Shidduch to his wife in Europe, after the war was over, after everything was all over, so his wife only wanted to marry big Talmid Chacham like the Vilna Gaon. So she asked someone, is he big like the Vilna Gaon? So he didn't want to say no, but he didn't want to say yes. So he didn't want to ruin the shidduch. So he convinced her to marry him. She wanted to know, is he big like the Vilna Gaon? Yeah. Okay, what else does he have to say? Omarula, Omar Abloza. What else does he say? Fascinating. Pchoshe Nitra, Petoch Lamanyah, Main Poyde Moisoy. What is the din? So Rashi and Tosfos have two different translations of the word. Nitra means that he's Neharag. Rashi says he was killed in the middle of Lamanyah. Main Poyde Moisoy. Of course not. He's not alive in the Yom Lamanyah. So apparently Rashi thinks that the Chiv Pidyan Aben should really be Chalt. That's a Diyun, the Meshiv Dover. The Chiv Pidyan Aben about this. When is the chi opinion on ben chal? Is it chal the day the baby is born on the condition that he survives 30 days? Or is it chal on the 31st day? The main afkamina. You have to give chamesh shkolim kesef, and we assume that that's the value of 96 grams of pure silver. Silver can fluctuate tremendously in a month. So what if the day the baby was born, the 96 grams of minigas, you give 100 grams of pure silver. But mikra, then you give 96 grams. Let's say the 96 grams are $200. Now it's around $100. For many years, it was way less than $100. Something like $35, pinyon I've been. Years ago, it was worth less than that. Silver keeps on going up in value. So let's say the day the baby was born, the amount of 96 grams, the value of money is so much. And then a yom lam and alpha is so much. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Perek HaZohav in Bav Metzia that Pidyon HaBen is nikva. Once you establish how much it is, it remains the same. When is it nikva, how much it is? So we usually assume, like the Chazanish, it's nikva on the Yom Lamed Aleph. Each baby on the Yom Lamed Aleph is nikva. How much do you have to give for Pidyon HaBen? So even if the kid, the father never gave Pidyon HaBen, and the man is now 95 years old, and he finds out he becomes a Baal Tshuva at the age of 95. And he finds out he never had a pinyon aben, so he does his own pinyon aben. He doesn't give 96 grams of pure silver how much it's worth today. He gives how much it was worth when the chiyuv set in. So when did the chiyuv set in? On the yom haleida, or the yom lamed aleph. So Rashi holds over here clearly the chiyuv pinyon aben chal on the yom haleida, on the condition that the baby will survive till the yom lamed aleph. What do you mean the baby will survive? He should be yotze mechlal safek nefel. That the first 30 days the baby is a safek nefel. That's why the din is that if the baby dies within 30 days, one doesn't observe avelus. You only observe avelus if the person was once alive and then he died. If he was born dead, if it was a miscarriage, he was never alive in the first place, that one doesn't observe avelus. So is that the reason why you only do pidyon aben after the yom lamed aleph? So that's not true, because if it's kol alo chadoshov, the only time you have to wait lamed yom to find out whether it's a nefel or not is considered something nefel. That's if it's loy kol alo chadoshev. If it's not a full term pregnancy, if it's kol alo chadoshev, then even if the baby dies the next day, one would observe avelus. People don't know they didn't. One would observe avelus. But you don't do pidyon aben even if it's kol alo chadoshev. The same thing, let's say, by behemah, you can't shech the behemah in the first 7 days. After it's born, that's based on the pasuk Shiva Sam Yetachasima Yam Shemini Vahali Yiratzu the Karbon Ish Al Hashem. You shouldn't be makrivit as a carbon until the beginning of the 8th day. So we assume the Gemara says in the end of Masech Shabbos because the first 7 days are Safik Nefer. Yeah, but what if the behemoth was called Allah Hadashev? Now most of the animals become pregnant through artificial insemination. So you know exactly when the animal became pregnant. You did it. The doctors made her pregnant. The animal doctors made the animal pregnant. So you know how long it is. If it's kol alo chadoshev, so why can you bring it as a carbon within the first 7 days? Then is no. But you don't have to wait to shecht it. You don't say it's a suffix nevela if you shecht it within the first 7 days, unless if it's any yaduim kol alo chadoshev. But if yadua she kol alo chadoshev, then there's no problem. That's a big machlokes in the Gemara. What's called Yodua Shekola Lo Chadoshev? That's a machlokes in Nida. The Gemara had some kind of an idea. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ritva, says he doesn't know what in the world this is all about. The Gemara said there are two kinds of pregnancies. There's a 7-month pregnancy and a 9-month pregnancy. The Ritva says he doesn't know what it corresponds to. Whoever heard of a 7-month pregnancy? So let's talk about that. We don't understand. So we're talking about the 9-month pregnancy. So what was his 9-month pregnancy? So the Maharaz Machlekes, that's called Yoledes Letisha, as opposed to Yoledes Leshiva. Yoledes Leshiva, 7-month pregnancy, the Maharaz says, that's Yoledes Lemekutoin. It can be 6 months in a few days. You don't need the 7 full months, because it's anyway only a 7-month pregnancy. So there's a long form and a short form when you fill out your taxes. So if it's the short form, if it's 7-month pregnancy, it can be Yoledes Lemekutoin, that's normal. But the shah is your letters letisha. If it's 9-month pregnancy, is that normal that it's your letters limikaton, you enter into the 9th month, or do you need 9 full months? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. And the Rishonim have a machlekes. What did the machlekes? The Rambam and the Ramban. whether your lead is letisha should be assumed your lead ain't your lead is limikotoin or your lead is limikotoin. Today the Ramah says and at the end of Eben Ezra, whatever the din was in the days of the Gemara, whatever the din was in the days of the Rambam and the Ramban, they have a machlokes which way to assume. But today he quotes the Tshuvas HaTashbetz. Today for sure your lead is letisha, your lead is limikotoin. It's normal the woman has the baby any time in the ninth month, into the beginning of the ninth month. That's normal. You don't have to have a full 9 months. Full 9 months means 9 times 30 days. That's how the Gemara says. Not every other month is 29 days. Every other month is 30 days. The Gemara is clear that 9 months means 9 times 30 days. So the Ramah says in the end of Eben Ezra, the Hokelana din deraisa. He says we assume that that's called kolal hachadoshim, and you don't require. The only time you have to wait. That's only if lo kol alach hadoshav. So if a woman, let's say, the husband dies leaving no children, the wife is pregnant, she gives birth to a baby, let's say, after the husband dies, before or after, the baby dies within 30 days, but it was kol alach hadoshav, the baby was born into the ninth month. So then you don't have to wait 30 days to declare that it's yotze mechlal safik nefel. It's not a safik nefel in the first place. So there are more paskins like that, Allah Almighty, even Lohokalan, Dinim there, I see. Yeah. So Rashi holds that the Chiyah Pinyan Ben is Chal right away in the Yom HaLeida, provided that the Vlad will survive to the 31st day, not because it should be Yotzim Achlal Safik Neifa. Even it's a Vada Kol Al Chadosh, the same by the Yom HaShmini V'Holi Yirot to the Karbini Shal HaShem over there also. But the Gemara assumes that the reason why the Torah said 30 days, because usually that's what you need to be yotze mechlal safik nefel. But the aim also, you have to wait till the eighth day, because if it's any yodim kol alach hadoshav, then you have to wait till the eighth day to know for sure that it is kol alach hadoshav. So Rashi says one might have thought that if the b'chor was murdered neherag in the middle of the 30 days, he probably would have survived till the 31st day. There was room to think that there should be pinyan aben. So kamashmala, since the baby didn't survive till the 31st day for whatever reason, because someone killed him. Yeah, so then one might have thought that you should be mechuyim pidyon aben. So kamashmalan amarula amar ablaz and yad mechuyim pidyon aben. Taisa said that's impossible. Chiyuv pidyon aben is chal on the yom lamed aleph. It's not chal on the day the baby is born. That's what it sounds like. A fundamental machlokes is Rashi and Taisa. One is the chiyuv pidyon aben chal. So Taisa says chal on the yom lamed aleph. Chiyuv is not chal if the baby is dead. If the baby survived till the Yom Lamed Aleph, the father doesn't get to do Pinyan Aben till after the baby dies. The Mishnah says Pinyan Aben, still does Pinyan Aben. Tosafot just has a suffix, whether he says Shachyana or not. The baby died, so he's not happy. So do you say Shachyana because it's the first time in his lifetime that he ever did the mitzvah Pinyan Aben? It's a mitzvah, bom zman lezman. Maybe you don't say Shachyana because he's saddened over the death of the baby. So that's Tosafot's suffix. But you're mechuyev to do pinyan aben even if the baby's not alive. But if the baby's not alive on the yom lamrab, the chiv doesn't get off the ground. So what's the discussion over here? Tosafot says no. B'chor shenitraf means is nasa treifa. The baby developed a simen treifas, and then he dies later. He dies 10 months later. He doesn't die within the 30 days. So a treifa is considered a gavra ktila. With respect to what is a treifa considered a gavra ktila? A horga ain a neragolef. If someone murders a treifa, you're not chayv nisa because gavrik tila kotal. Gavrik tila kotal. Well, vasisim like hashazamim lasas liochiv. If we testify that a person is chayv nisa and then huzmu, so we say vasisim like hashazamim lasas liochiv, but we were trying to kill a gavrik tila. So then they don't give us the death penalty. It's also Gemara. That's also Gemara. You don't give us the death penalty. Where else do you say that a gavrik tila, that a treif has a gavrik tila here? Treif has a gavrik tila, so there's no chiyuv pidyon aben. Yeah, what about a goyses b'di odom? That's Rabbi Kadega's discussion. Okay, maybe we'll save that till tomorrow. What if the baby becomes a goyses b'di odom? How true is about this? The Arab shot a baby in the middle of the 30 days. The baby doesn't die till after 30 days. On Yom Lamanal, the baby's still alive, but he's a goyses b'di odom. He was shot. He's going to die. Is there a chiyuv pidyon aben or not? Okay.
Thank you very much. You didn't have to.